South Africa's finance minister laid out plans to provide Eskom, which generates most of the country's electricity, with another rescue, this time worth 59 billion rand. That's $4.2 billion. Moody's, a credit rating agency, said that because the embattled utility is ever more dependent on bailouts, it would regard Eskom's debt as part of the government's.
The Federal Reserve took the unusual step of qualifying the remarks of a senior official to reassure markets that they had not been made in relation to the central bank's forthcoming decision on interest rates. Speculation that the Fed might cut its benchmark rate by half a percentage point rather than a quarter mounted after John Williams, who heads the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, said that he supports aggressive easing. Donald Trump, a critic of the Fed's recent monetary tightening, seized on the remarks, saying they underlined its faulty thought process.
Costs related to the overhaul of its business pushed Deutsche Bank to a 3.2 billion euro, that's $3.5 billion net loss in the second quarter, its biggest quarterly loss in 4 years. The German bank booked about half of a restructuring charge it will take as it retreats from trading and slashes 18,000 jobs over the next 3 years.
Nissan confirmed it would cut 12,500 jobs worldwide, or 10% of its workforce, by 2022 as it curtails capacity. The Japanese carmaker has struggled in recent years. Profit in the latest quarter fell by 95% compared with the same 3 months last year to 6.4 billion yuan, that's $58 million.
General Motors delayed the large-scale rollout of its autonomous car ride-hailing service, which it has developed in collaboration with Cruise, its self-driving car unit. It had hoped to deploy a fleet of robo-taxis on the roads of San Francisco by the end of this year, but the launch has been delayed indefinitely. GM, like its competitors, is still dealing with technical obstacles and unresolved regulatory questions.
In the week when Tesla dismayed investors with another disappointing quarterly earnings report, Ford unveiled an electric-powered prototype of its F-150 pickup truck in response to a claim by Elon Musk that Tesla's rival model would have better functionality. Ford's F-Series pickups are the best-selling cars in America. In a show of strength, its prototype pulled a freight train for 1,000 feet, a direct challenge to Mr. Musk's boast about the better performance of his new vehicle.